Are humans responsible for global warming?
Now, if you're just joining us, we're at London's New Market Hall, where experts from both sides are debating the question, are humans responsible for global warming? And now, getting up to speak is Professor Higgins.
This notion that global warming is being caused by human activity has been disproved on numerous occasions. The evidence clearly shows that global warming is being caused by the sun. In the 1960s, scientific studies showed that the brightness and warmth of the sun was increasing. Therefore, it's obvious that energy from the sun is a significant factor driving changes to global temperatures. On top of that, we're all aware that the climate has changed in the past, at times when we weren't even using fossil fuels. So it is preposterous to say that it's being caused by human activity this time. In addition, recent data has shown that the Earth is actually cooling, not warming, and it has been doing so since 1998. On top of that, Antarctica is gaining ice, not losing it. And according to a recent study by Professor Nicholas Myrna, the sea level in Bangladesh has actually dropped, not risen. And if you think back a few years, you'll recall that in the 1970s, scientists were predicting another ice age. Furthermore, it's clear that there's no consensus among scientists regarding this issue. Finally, we all know that levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere have been higher in the past. During the Cretaceous era, 65 million years ago, for example, when dinosaurs walked the Earth. It's also true that sea levels were hundreds of metres higher at that time, and conditions would have been far less hospitable to human life than today. In my view, it's clear that humans have played, or are playing, no part whatsoever in global warming.
I'd just like to come back to you on a number of points. Now, you made reference to the notion that the sun may be responsible for increased temperatures. It's true that there was some increased heat from the sun. However, since about 1975, solar activity has been on a declining trend, while global temperatures have risen dramatically. And in answer to your suggestion that the scientific community isn't in agreement on this issue, I'd like to remind you that a recent survey of climate scientists has revealed that more than 97% of active researchers believe that the Earth is warming and that human activity is primarily responsible, and that it cannot be explained away by pointing to natural factors that may have caused climatic variations in the past. In response to your argument that the Earth is cooling, I presume you're basing your evidence on the recent spate of cold weather. However, I feel obliged to point out that there's a distinct difference between long-term climate patterns, which are measured over decades, and unpredictable short-term weather events caused by factors unrelated to climate change. From average global air and water temperatures to snow cover and ice melt in polar regions, all 10 of the most important indicators of climate change point to real evidence that the globe is warming. Now, about your point regarding predictions for an ice age in the 1970s, it's clear to me...